from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We've also, it's okay, John. We've also talked about Jerod Mayo, his approach, which seems to be boiling over a bit with Matthew Judon. Walking out of practice today, maybe asked to leave. Walking out is probably not the right way to characterize it. But being asked to leave by Jerod Mayo for causing a bit of a scene. It was awkward back and forth. It was, what's the right word? Like he looked,
demonstrative.
Demonstrative might be right. He looked a bit, unhappy. And so he left. It looked like he was asked to leave, and we'll see if the Jerod Mayo approach works out. He also did a podcast today and called out the Patriots and their cap space. So let's see how that goes. The results of our big question of the day at Jones and Mego. Are you a fan of Jerod Mayo's approach? This held pretty strong throughout the day. 60% say yes. 40% say no. So good. Go easy on the players. We'll see how they respond this year. Meanwhile, Drake May got smoked on the field by Jacoby Brissett. Although the overall offense looked better, I would say that's a bad thing for the Patriots. So that's what we've talked about today. You can dial up Rich Keefe, 617-779-7937. He has a quick sprint up to the Red Sox and the much ever-improving Seattle Mariners. Made another trade today for a guy the Red Sox have been linked to in Justin Turner. That comes your way right after Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place. You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Bet Roulette, brought to you by the good people at Cars for Kids. Easy way to donate your car. You can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. You guys said you hit on Thursday, not over the weekend?
We were unable to put together a parlay on Friday.
That's what it was.
There were technical difficulties.
But I know that I missed my leg of it anyway.
It was an ineligible parlay entry.
Yes. Well, you were all wrong. All three of you missed your picks. And Arcan flipped me off, and I ended up being right.
Nice. Well, you said that the bet didn't exist, which it did. You just couldn't parlay.
No, not in a parlay.
It couldn't be parlay.
You can't, right. It can't exist in a parlay.
All right, Mega, why don't you roll? Get us started here.
Sure, these will be much better.
A three.
All right, that is the over-under for strikeouts for Nick Pivetta tonight, and it is a high number. The over-under is 7.5 strikeouts against the Mariners here. The plus money is on the over, I can tell you that.
Let me just tell you, it's gone up from 6.5 earlier today, so that number has moved because I bet it this morning.
Gone up. Interesting. You know what? I am rooting for a fun game, so I'm going to take the over. I don't know if that's the smart play. The plus money is there, so maybe we'll juice it up a little bit today to start the week. Give me the over with Nick Pivetta.
All right. What is, what is it? Plus what?
I bet it was like plus 142.
I moved it to 8 early in the day, and it was, like plus 140 or something like that. So, okay. There you go. Pivetta, over 7.5 strikeouts. Is Mego's roll? Hang on.
Here comes Jones's roll, and that is a 2. And that would be the over-under for runs tonight between the Red Sox and the Mariners. And that over-under, Jones, is 8.5.
Oh, that's low.
It's very low.
Ugh. I'm going to stay under. The Mariners are horrendous offensively. I know Pavetta's been pretty bad. I'm going to stay.
You got a Rosarena now.
He's going to have all those strikeouts.
Yeah, I'm going to stay under. I think the Red Sox can score. They didn't last night, but they have been hitting very well leading into that game against the Yankees. I'm not worried about them. I don't think the Mariners can really hit. So I'll take under 8.5. RK,
right.
Why don't you roll?
My roll is a 5, and that is the Royals minus 1.5 at the White Sox. The Royals obviously in close contention with the Red Sox for that last wild card spot. The White Sox are garbage. They're selling off. Royals are buying. They picked up Lorenzen, I think it was, today.
They did.
So I'm going to go ahead and take the Royals minus 1.5. I think they get this on the run line. I think they pace the White Sox tonight by more than a run. So give me Kansas City minus 1.5.
No Paul Skeens bets today, huh? It's Paul Skeens day.
Okay. Oh, is it? No, I didn't even see that.
I plunked down on him earlier today, too. So we got Pivetta over 7.5. We got under 8.5 runs tonight, and the Royals on the run line, favored by a run and a half. Yes, Ryan?
Plus 555.
That's right, Norwell.
It's a little more conservative than modest. I thought it was going to be.
Oh, it's modest. What'd you guys hit on the other day? When you hit, what'd you hit on?
Ooh, it was like plus six something.
Ooh, juicy.
It was.
Nice.
It was juicy stuff, but I forget exactly
you
know,
what
we
had. If you take the over strikeouts and the under in runs, that kills the parlay, right?
Why?
You do know that. Because you're basically stacking the odds.
Yeah, good.
If well, you took what, the under in a different game.
I don't care. That's why I think it's okay. going to happen.
I'm just saying we could have a better number.
Well, I'm happy with plus 555. You're not happy with that?
No. Plus 800.
No comment.
All right, shame on me. You're saying this is my fault? This is my fault it's only plus 555?
No.
Okay. Well, let's just see who hits their bet. Okay, let's just see. I can tell you, before I left last week, going back to the week prior, I don't think I've hit a bet in quite some time, to be honest. I don't think there's been many hits for yours truly. So there you go. That's Bet Roulette. Follow along or don't. I'd probably encourage you to do the latter.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.